This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and if you're still looking for love or have a single mate who definitely is, there's a dating app on the market and it is shaking things up. Catch is a personality first dating platform, and their latest offering, Buy a Date for a Mate, lets you gift a fully arranged date to a single friend. Joining me now is Paul Newman, who's the founder of Catch. Paul, thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Paul, we all know modern dating can feel a bit stressful at times, but what can be considered a bit exhausting about dating apps at the minute?
I think all you have to do is ask some single people. I think Irish singles have been, I suppose, high users of dating apps over the years, sites and dating apps. I mean, I think it's just that, I suppose, the concept of alternative. The pub has seen a downward spiral. So a lot of singles have kind of gravitated towards, I suppose, apps and sites to find love.
And what inspired the idea behind Buy a Date for a Mate on Catch, your own platform? I think it's a very, very interesting idea, particularly around this time of the year with Valentine's Day around the corner.
Well, it is. I suppose we've been in the dating space in Ireland and abroad and globally for a few years. And we see a lot of the time, a lot of friends will ask us, well, like, I have a friend, I'm single, he's very quiet or she's very quiet, and they just love to meet someone. And I always say, like, why don't you just come online? We can help them. No, they're too nervous. Well, you know, we said, like, you know, Buy a Date for a Mate is a great way to kind of get your mates out there and get them introduced. Because the idea is, like there's many people out there who are a little bit shy and would love to kind of have a chat with someone.
Is it meant to be a thoughtful Valentine's Day gift, perhaps? Or is it a maybe not so subtle hint at your single friend to get their act together?
I think, like, Valentine's is always a time of the year when everyone thinks of love, I'm going to find love, or I should be in love, or go on a date, or do something that's romantic. And I think it is a good time to reflect on what you want, you know, in your life, that and from that point of view. So yeah, of course. But I think from, like, you know, people will realize at some stage in life, look, I'd love to meet someone. And it's not just always around Valentine's Day. It's just this happens once a year, and everyone kind of reflects on that. So no, I think it's a day by day thing. And I think one of the biggest things in Ireland, when we look at statistics, is that the amount of couples that are being created in Ireland is not growing. It's getting less. It's not easy to find someone. It's becoming harder, you know.
Tell me about Catch in general. How does Catch match people?
Yeah, so Catch is all about kind of real. So what we do is we set up dates, we create dates for people. Unlike you'd see on dating apps where, I suppose, you'd have to swipe and you have to chat, what we say is, look, we just want to know all about your personality. We learn that from all the cues that you do, all the information that you give us. And we work out what we call your vibe, your energy, your frequency. And then we match you with someone of a similar or compatibility thread. And on the basis of that, what we kind of achieve is like a 70% success rate. That means the people we kind of join together generally get along. Because you know yourself, if you go to a party and you're a party full of, like, maybe your mate brings you along, and after about 15 minutes, you kind of gravitate to certain people. And that's like your frequency. And we focus very much on that, because that's what brings people together. Not whereby, hey, I like that girl's picture on a profile on Instagram. She's great. She's cute. I'll just chat her up. Like, you might have absolutely nothing in common.
Is personality and vibe the end goal for all of this for you? Do you think that is what makes couples stronger at the end of the day?
If you look at statistics, 75% of married couples in Ireland come together through work or through college or through friends. And it's all based on interaction. If you're interacting with someone long enough, you'll give them a chance and go, God, you're nice. And there's no doubt that attraction and interaction are connected. So the longer you're around someone, and the more you can be face to face with someone, you know, you're giving off that energy that people kind of pick up on. So the reason why we started Catch pre-pandemic was the exact same thing. Like, people need to feel a connection. You know, when I was younger, we all went to the pubs and we just chatted up people. And we just, like, we knew straight away, it's either going to work or it's not going to work. You know, you got a shift or you didn't. And now things have changed. Things have changed a lot to dating apps where people are swiping and swiping and swiping. I always say to people when they come on our events, I always say like when you're using other dating apps, how did you know that those 50 guys that you swiped left on, how did you know that they weren't a match? Oh, I didn't like the look of them. They weren't my type. But how do you know?
It's a good analogy to kind of have, like, how do you actually know? You have to put these things to the test, perhaps. But if people are going to receive a date now as a gift for whether it's any time over the next year or particularly for Valentine's Day, how do you, you know, kind of ease people's nerves and all this? Because I'm sure that there are a lot of nerves going into something like that. How do you make it low pressure, safe and things like that? And I know it's a private video date as well.
What we do is we give cues. We give cues. And I know it sounds a cliche, but we always say be yourself. Because like people are nervous. That's okay. The other person's nervous too. And when you interact face to face, I mean, you get a gist of it. I mean, there's no magic formula. There's no point in saying, okay, learn off these things. The best thing is just be yourself and be honest. And we always say, so in preparation for any date, we always give advice to the people who are attending. And again, as I said, be yourself. It's okay to shake or be nervous. It's all part and parcel of it because you can guarantee the other person's a bit nervous too.
Nerves are definitely part and parcel of dating.
I think it's cute. I think it's really cute. I mean, there's nothing, you know, people are putting themselves out there. It's difficult, but by far the best way to kind of see is going to work or not work is all about putting yourself in front of someone.
Touching specifically though on the fact that it's a video date, if you received this gift in this package, what was your thoughts behind having that be the place where you'd meet on a date rather than in person, for instance?
Yeah, so we, over the last few years, we've done a lot of in-person event, a lot of in-person cafe-driven dates, right? And what we have found, if it rains, women don't turn up. If it's over certain kilometers, people kind of, oh, I can't make it. So we have always kind of focused on video all the time. And it's so easy to take part in a video event in the lashing rain, or if the person is 35, 40 miles away, or the kids are, you know, sick, or there's so many reasons why video makes a lot of sense, because you can just get a glass of wine, sit in front of the TV, open the phone and let it happen. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, because we found that when you come on a catch date, the chances of getting a second date is astronomically higher. We have a lot of success stories, so it obviously works. So from the point of view, because I suppose we're a newbie in the dating market, and your listeners would say, oh, what's catch? Like, we've been around for quite a while in Ireland, and it's still quite difficult to get ourselves a brand out there, because most people, like in the industry, understand certain brands and they say, well, that brand I'd use. And they look at us and go, well, I never heard of it before. But realistically, what we say is that, like, the way dating, or if your listeners are listening right now and they're thinking of, look, I'd love to meet someone nice. Well, catch is it's going to get you in front of someone very quickly, and it's either going to work or not work.
Do you think that friends are sometimes better at finding a good partner for us than we are for ourselves?
I'd say out of my close friends, I'd say six friends, I have put together two of them. So, you know, had a house party, they hooked up. I said, don't do it. Oh, yes, they had went ahead and done it. So, yeah, friends, of course, definitely the best one. You know, whether their friends listen to us or not is another story. But yes, you are right. Yeah.
Talk me through some of the standout success stories you had so far with Catch.
We've had one engagement and one marriage. And I was saying, wow, that was amazing. So that was death by far the biggest standout for us, because like it was just, you know, amazing one night. And yeah, so like people just put their guard down and they just relax. With our dates, I mean, it's all about, you know, again, put yourself out there, be honest and go for it.
If there is someone listening to this evening who is still single at the minute, it's coming up to Valentine's Day, they're finding it all very, very depressing. Why should they give something like this a go? Either have it that a mate buys a date for them, or they try the more in-person approach to all of this.
The success ratio is much faster, 100%. I would look at this from the point of view of, I think any average man in Ireland will resonate with what I'm saying here. They'll say, like, dating apps just aren't really working for them. And I think a lot of women would say the same. They're like, they're not meeting the guys they'd like. So our standards are kind of skewed. So by using Catch, we'll put you on a date very quickly, which means, like, we're going to put you in front of someone that we know you're going to resonate with, which means you can chat along about football or rugby or cinema, and you can have a very relaxed chat. And it really is, anything can happen. As I mentioned, like, things do happen very, very well. And it's a great way to kind of be yourself, but also let someone see the real you. Because quite often, or the alternative to this is, of course, we well know with regards to dating apps, but the idea is, with this, people see you straight away and it's either going to happen or not. You don't have to kind of pretend and then worry about a date. This is there and then and quickly.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining me in iRadio's group chat. I hope that your couples have all the success in the world, particularly now coming up to Valentine's Day. And I'm sure we'll chat to you again about Catch on iRadio's group chat in the future.
Thanks, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.